Welcome back to Super Tatis for Parshas Lech Lecha. I have two stories that I loved this week. The first one is about a community matter involving the Grizz, Revelvo Soloveitchik, and there was a big discussion about a particular social communal issue, and there was a lot of back and forth, and there were Hashem in dialogue, but every compromise that came out, Revelvo was not in favor of. He said, "Oh, no, that's not right. No, that's not right. That doesn't work." And back and forth. And finally, after a certain point in time, they went to Revelvo and said, "Listen, why are you not compromising with them?" And he responded, there was a story about a particular mechanech who was trying to teach a young boy how to read. And the boy was getting to Parshas Lech Lecha, and they got to the word Kedar LaOmer, and he kept just saying Kedaler Omer. And he said, no, read it again, Kedaler Omer. So he kept doing other dyslexic permutations of the word, Kerad LaOmer. Nope, that doesn't work. Kerad LaOrem. Nope, that doesn't work. It goes back and forth, basically comes up with every permutation of the word except for the right word, which is Kedar LaOmer. And he says, the boy gets frustrated with the Rebbe. He says, "Rebbe, I tried to give you all these different options and you didn't take one of them." He said, "Yes, you gave me every option except for the right one." That was his mushel for the situation that he's in. Next story is a story about Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, and the Rosh Yeshiva was particularly focused on the fact that there should be learning opportunities in the mirror even during Bein HaZmanim. And in order to enable that, he just like the yeshiva had lunch available for the Bachrim during the Zman, he had lunch available for the Bachrim during Bein HaZmanim. And in order to encourage that the Ritcha D'Oraisa would really be very strong, he said, "You know what, let's make it even better than usual." So the good news is, the good news is that he was successful in encouraging the Talmidim of the yeshiva to learn and learn stark when they're in there, which is wonderful. But the bad news turned out to be, quote-unquote bad news, was that word traveled far and wide that lunch in the Mir Yeshiva got really good during Bein HaZmanim, and all of a sudden everybody started showing up to learn a little bit before lunch at the Mir, and then stay for lunch, and then go on their merry way. Eventually it became such a stress for an already financially stressed yeshiva that other higher ups in the Mir mentioned to Rav Nosson Tzvi, "Hey, listen, we've got to stem this. Otherwise, we're going to be out of business soon." And it was mentioned to him. He didn't say anything, but it looked like he was in agreement. And they said, "Maybe you should put up a sign or something." And no sign was put up. And they said, "Listen, what happened?" He said, "Look, I have to tell you, I couldn't do it." He said, "If Bnei Yeshiva want to come and learn, they want to come and learn and be mechazek them, then we have to do it." So it's just this idea that our level of encouragement shouldn't only be in our own concentric circles, but when it comes to the opportunity, to encourage people who are not in our most immediate concentric circles, we should be willing, able, and excited to encourage them as well. I'd like to work a little bit out of the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh, which is with Yechiel Michel of Vilna this week, who has a beautiful, beautiful Sefer on the Medrash, and I have it on Medrash Rabbah on Bereishis, and he asks a interesting question on a Medrash that shows up in Rashi by Be'etzem HaYom Hazeh, the famous Be'etzem HaYom Hazeh that shows up in Vezosa Bracha and a number of other places. One of the Be'etzem HaYom Hazehs in the Torah is by the Bris Mila. And we have we have Avraham Avinu has this tzivui, and it seems as if everybody around him is insistent that he does not do it. All the other nations says he doesn't. You know, all the other people that say do not do it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's going to be done. But Etzem Hayom Hazeh, it's going to be done right in the middle of the day. So the question that came up here is in the Yafet Toar, which is one of the on the Daf Medrash Rabbah commentaries. He says, why is it so different that the mitzvah of Mila was something that everybody wanted to be ma'akev? Because there's men, Avraham Avinu was involved in a lot of things. We have a Masorah that he was involved in all the way down to Rav Tavshilin. And he answers that the reason is that it is separating Avraham Avinu from all the other nations, and it is a cherpa then to them. And the Nezer HaKodesh offers a second answer. He says, because when the Orla, this is a more mystical answer, when the Orla is Mizbatel, it is Mizbatel the Koach of the Sari Mechitzonim, the Sari HaAkum. So meaning to say, it strengthens the standing of the Jewish people in the world. And he adds also this concept, Be'etzem HaYom Hazeh. Well, what does Be'etzem HaYom Hazeh indeed mean? It could mean, Yafei Tovar thinks there was a Hava Mina that maybe you could do it at night. But no, it's interesting, a little machshava nugget, is that the Nezer HaKodesh thinks, no, says, you would have probably wanted to do it first thing in the morning. He was a Zoriz. Avraham Avinu was a Zoriz. We take a mitzvah at the first best opportunity. And he said, no, I'm going to wait until it's visible to everybody to be able to show how much I care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Next, a beautiful small tumult and a very important concept. It says that we have a diuk by Avram in the very very end of the parsha in Yud Zayin Chav Beis. So it says V'yichala Dabir Ito, Hashem finishes speaking with Avram, V'yal Elokim Me'al Avram, and Hashem got up from upon Avram. So what does it mean, got up from upon Avram? Rashi quotes this medrash from Bereishis Rabbah that says, Me'al Avram Lashon Nekiya, it's a nice way, Shu Klapei Ashrina, we learn that the tzaddikim are the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A couple points here. The first one is that if you look into the Medrash, you will see that this is referenced to all the avos. So it says, Amar Reish Lakish Avos Heinein Amerkava. The avos are the Merkava Shneimar V'Yal Elokim Me'al Avram that we see V'Yal Me'al Av Elokim, which is referring to Yitzchak, Yinei Hashem, Nitzav Elav. Pardon me, those are both referring to Yaakov. So the Yafei Tohar notices you don't need a raya for Yitzchak. Since you have it for Avram and Yaakov, it must be that that's the din for Yitzchak. And the Nezer HaKodesh says, I can tell you why you don't need a raya for Yitzchak, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his name on him because he was an Ola Tamima. Because we say Elokei Yitzchak. So therefore, it's clear that he would be the Merkava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This all of a sudden extends from explicit psukim from Avram and Yaakov and an implication with respect to Yitzchak to the Ramban. Ramban now looks and says, hold on, I'll say even more. Okay? And here's what I have to say. We can see Rashi says Avos Heinar Merkava. It says, but there's more there. He says there's a remez Shekazvu. He says Pachad Yitzchak. You can see that there he brings additional rayos, but we can see that only seems to be with respect to the Avos, but the Tzaddikim are not mentioned, and that's a question that's brought up in the Mizrahi. The Mizrahi says, why don't we say all of the Tzaddikim? And he says, maybe the Medrash wrote Avos, because that's where we find the explicit Psukim, but it should be true with respect to all of the Tzaddikim. And the Maharal supports Rashi and Ramban a little bit, and he says it as follows. It says, according to the Medrash, it should be the Tzaddikim or all the Merkava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why is it? Because through them, we get the Shechina in Eretz Yisrael, and the Shechina is upon them. Therefore, they are literally the resting place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina, notwithstanding that we see in the Medrash that it only speaks about the Avos. So why is that? And he says, I'll tell you why. Because according to the idea of the Avos, when you have three Avos, it is what is called a Merkava Shlema, which I believe geometrically is referring to the fact that it has three points on it. And those three points on it can create a full quote-unquote Merkava. But, says the Maharal, a beautiful idea of Al Shar Tzadikim, they're not complete. Every tzaddik has something to add to the merkava. We just don't mention it there, but the prate tzaddikim, they're not as shayach, but they still can create. That's the idea, and that's why it mentions the avos, but it doesn't mean that the avos are as exclusive as you might have otherwise understood. Next up is the famous concept, the Yetzer Ozo Achutza, by Avram Avinu, a Meshech Chochmas. Now we're up to, by the Meshech Chochmas, it says, V'Yetzer Ozo Achutza, Hans Tagninos Shilo. So Avram Avinu was brought outside of Mazel. And this is because Avram Avinu was not supposed to have Avram was not supposed to have banim. Avraham would have banim, says the Gemara in Nedarim, ein mazal Yisrael. Yisrael doesn't have mazal. Yes, says Rav Meir Simcha, the idea is Klal Yisrael as a whole isn't tachas mazal, but specific individuals, they could be involved in mazal, meaning every individual, if they're not part of Klal Yisrael, they're not part of that same sort of power necessarily. But then why is it that Avram Avinu is the archetype, and he is where we're learning some of this? And you say that's because he's referred to as Av Hamun Goyim. Since he was the father of these nations, it means to say he was an Inyan in and of itself, as it says in the Gemara in Tainus by Moshe Rabbeinu, Kavan de Rabim Srichim lo Karabimu. He's considered like the Rabim, he's considered like the whole, because so many needed him. So we say that by Moshe Rabbeinu, so we can see that a person can be considered a klal in that sort of sense. Obviously, it makes us want to be more meshubah to Klal Yisrael. And that's why we can say Ein Mazal Yisrael, because he really became part of that klal. Next is a provocative piece. It says Tikaver b'seva tova in Tesvav. Tesvav says that he's going to be buried in good old age. And Rashi quotes the Chazal that says that Yishmael is going to do tshuva. And now Rav Meir Simcha expands based on Ramban. And he says, we have this concept that Maisa Avosim Labanim, already based in a Medrash Tanchuma, that what happens with respect to the Avos is something that can show the future of Klal Yisrael. And he says this is a remez that Yishmael in Achris Ayamim is going to get close to Hashem's MS and believe in Hashem Echad and separate from all of the from all of the Avodah Zarah. Okay? And he says, Rav Kupperman gives reference to a Ramban in Bereishis Beis Gimel, Tibur HaMaskil Asher Bara Elokim La'asos, and he says, you should know that La'asos is this idea that at the end they're going to be get closer to the MS. So at those days at the end of Avram, B'nai Yishmael will come back in tshuva to the Emunah in Hashem. And in Lech Lecha also, Yud Beis Vav, V'avor Avram Ba'aretz, you can see Ramban discuss Maisa Avos Simon Levanim. And not only that, but they're also going to distance themselves from Avodah Zarah at the end of days. So it's really remarkable. And then all of a sudden, that's going to bring the Yichud to Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a lot to say about the Rayos, but I think that the most relevant thing you should take a look inside is that, just like somebody would say that our brothers, the Yishma'elim, it feels like you can't negotiate with them, you can't work with them, you can't talk to them, you can't reason with them with respect to things because things are so embittered. And Yishmael was going to do tshuva, could be, based on this Mesha Chochma, that there's a remez, Maisa Avos Simon Labanim, that they may change their ways, and they may be able to come back to the Achva to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next up, our last Rebbeir Simcha is in Tesvav Tezayin on Dor Revi Yashuvu Heina. It's a problem if we say that the fourth generation is going to come back. Well, how do we know? I mean, is that Machriach Bechira? How are we going to say that there's going to be free choice if we don't, if we already know what this door is going to do? So it's interesting because, you know, the Rambam would say that Kosh Baruch's thoughts are just not like ours. So the way that he thinks and the way that he knows is just different fundamentally from the way that we think and we know. But he, like if you look at Nisa, his piece in Bereishis Aleph Chavav, when he talks about Nisa Adam B'Tzalmenu, that's talking about Bechira, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's idea is different from us, so it doesn't change Bechira. Nevertheless, how could the Navi say that the Emori is going to do an Avera, and we're going to be able to get them out of Eretz Israel, etc., right? So therefore, it needs to say, a Meman of Shach. Go take a look at what he thinks the Meman of Shach is. If they're going to do tshuva, then they will listen to the Navi. And if they're not going to do tshuva, then you're going to be able to take them out of the Eretz. But I would almost leave that kasha to your family to see how they address the question. Have a wonderful Shabbos.